Iraq today is a place of intermittent electricity, smashed palaces, and deserted prisons. NPR Scott Simon reports on one of those prisons and the testimony it provides.
Al-Hakamiyah prison today is empty, trashed, and stripped of power. But to understand what place this imposing, almost windowless stone structure occupied in Baghdad, it's important to try to see it as it stood a little more than a month ago, crowded, busy, and humming, with horror and brutality. Saying that Al-Hakamiyah was a well-known jail for political prisoners makes it sound as if outspoken opponents of Saddam Hussein were caged inside. But few people in Iraq had even a chance to become outspoken. Hadi Ali is a nurse who became a political prisoner 6 years ago when he was dragged off the street and locked up in Al-Hakamiyah because...
Some people have been talking about Saddam, so that I've been there at that time when they've been talking about him, so that I've been captured like they did.
They
said that I'm going to be exiled for all of my life. I'm not going to be getting out from this prison. So that I've been thinking that my destiny, my fate will be unknown, and nobody knows about me once more. Because hundreds of thousands have been disappeared here, and nobody knows about them.
Hadi Ali came back to Al-Hakamiyah the other day. He'd never actually seen the rooms along the hallways on the first floor when he was imprisoned, because he'd been blindfolded.
We've been hearing a lot of screams, shrieks in the other rooms, I mean. And even those investigators, we couldn't see our investigators because we've been having a lot of blindfold at that time.
Why, he asked, did the U.S. do nothing for so long? The cells in which people were caged are on the second and third floors of Al-Hakamiyah. Looters have taken much of the building's wiring, the television sets, swivel chairs, and air conditioners in the interrogators' offices. But even looters can't seem to find a use for scads of stout cloth strips that have been left behind in mounds and piles on the floor. They were used to bind people around their hands and feet. The cells are about 8 feet by 8 feet. They were all painted red. Blood red is the inescapable description. There were usually 13, 14, as many as 20 people in a cell. It was difficult to find a place to stand, impossible to find the room to sleep. People curled up like bugs on the cold gray floor. They waited for someone to be taken away so they might have an inch or two more to themselves. The cells in Al-Hakamiyah had recently been repainted by the old regime, perhaps to cover years of inscriptions that prisoners had scribbled on cell walls. But a few new ones had already been written.
This is some of the verses of the Quran, Holy Quran. They've been trying to say, in the name of God, and something like that. He's thanking God for everything. And he's going to say that, I hope that everything is going to be fine, and these bad circumstances are going to be left from him. And sometime that he's going to say that God is going to forgive those people who have been doing and committing these bad things before.
Hadi Ali can remember each person and the spot they occupied in cell 29.
I tell you that everybody has been telling the other his own story, but sometimes even the talk ran out, and we are speaking to each other without saying anything.
There were just two gray blankets in each cell, just one bar of soap, a grate covered thin slat windows at the top of each cell. There was no direct sunlight, and after dark, no electric light. Each day was tedium, interrupted only by brutality. But unaccountably, there was one thing other than torture on which prisoners could rely.
The thing that I can just tell you, the only thing what is good here is the hot water itself. And the air conditioning.
Perhaps to keep those conducting the tortures comfortable. Prisoners were blindfolded when they were interrogated and beaten, but in some of the trashed records of Al-Hakamiyah, Ali Hadi found a photograph of one of his interrogators, what looked like a family photograph.
Before 10 days, I came here, and I found his picture, and also some other guys. Follow the same picture. This is one of the criminals who have been making these investigations with us.
It's a picture of a smiling, thickening, middle-aged father or husband sitting on the sofa.
I wish to find this guy. But I can guarantee to you, assure you, I mean, that most of them were escaping.
A floor above his old cell, Hadi Ali found one of the larger holding pens in which he was first confined, with 45 people, including women and children. He remembers the place each person occupied the way some people remember where everyone sat in their fifth grade classroom.
Karim from Basra, he's been executed also. I can remember that he's been sleeping in the corner of this hall.
Aqeed Mohandas,
an engineer also, he is. He's been executed in this place. God mercy his life, his soul. He's been a very good person, I can remember.
Hadi Ali was allowed out of his cell to stretch his limbs and blink against the sunlight with other prisoners just twice in 5 months. When the prisoners looked at each other, they could glimpse their own deterioration.
When we were here in the exercise room, okay, in the exercise, we are very surprised by seeing each other because we look at the change that has been made by being here for a long time. So we're all skinny, malnutrition, you know.
What went on in Al-Hakamiyah was concealed, but it wasn't secret. Terror cannot rule if it stays secret. People disappeared from the streets, jobs, homes, and families. Some of them came back after 5 months, or 5 or 10 years, to carefully and quietly tell stories about screams, beatings, torture, and slaughter. Many other people were never seen again. The thousands of killings that occurred in Al-Hakamiyah and other prisons were invisible. They couldn't be seen like bombing deaths on CNN or Al Jazeera. Iraqis are only now feeling safe enough to come forward to show the way to mounds of earth in fields and in prison yards that hold mass graves. A number of Al-Hakamiyah prisoners have been coming back to see the halls and rooms in which they were blindfolded and beaten and pace off steps in their old cramped cells. On Hadi Ali's way out, he met Ali Hamid. They had not known each other. Ali Hamid was a prisoner in Al-Hakamiyah a year before and on another floor. Briefly, the men wondered if they might have been battered by some of the same people. Ali Hamid says he was imprisoned because his mother's name was America, and somebody had told somebody that he had made some jokes about Saddam Hussein. Hadi Ali said that reminded him of a joke they used to tell in Al-Hakamiyah. Which is bigger, China or Iraq? No contest, right? China has 1 billion people. But if you add the statues of Saddam, Iraq has more. Hadi Ali smiles mildly as he tells the joke. Most of the statues have been toppled. He is alive and walking through the ruins of Al-Hakamiyah. Scott Simon, NPR News, Baghdad.